On a visit to Israel earlier this year, we were able to visit Sderot, which sits on the border between Israel and the Gaza Strip. Sderot has experienced over 20,000 missile attacks since 2005 and faced continuous rocket fire from the Gaza Strip since 2001. The situation deteriorated after the disengagement in 2005 when Israel under Ariel Sharon forced the Jewish residents of Gaza to leave their communities, which were subsequently destroyed. Sderot was attacked on the infamous day of October the 7th, 2023. Terrorists broke through the security border fence there, penetrated the town of Sderot, and occupied the police station. Near the border, there is a small hill which provides a lookout into Gaza and over the town of Sderot. Next to the viewing platform is a new visitor center, named Israel Survive to Tell, which relays the story of October the 7th. Indeed, Israel has survived to tell time and again, since it was born as a nation and survived the onslaught of well-equipped Arab armies in 1948. It survived in 1967. It survived in 1973. It survived two intifadas, terrorist attack after terrorist attack. It survived to tell the miracle of Israel. After leaving the Sderot viewpoint, we drove past the schools, built with massive protective roofs, to shield them from terrorist rocket fire. I'm not aware of anything like this anywhere else in the world. We then started to search for the memorial in Sderot on the site on which the police station used to sit, stopping at a small cafe to ask for directions to the memorial. It turned out that we were within walking distance and decided to walk as we already had parking. As we approached the memorial on foot, we were surprised by the amount of people which were there. I had been expecting it to be quite empty. There were groups of high school students. There was a group sitting in a circle on the grass as the story of the site was relayed to them. There were people who were upset, people comforting each other. Around a substantial portion of the outer edge of the area, there was a wall which contained broken pieces of cement from the police station, which stood here a few years ago. At the center of the site are a number of tall memorial pillars. Some of these pillars have Bible verses etched into them or other meaningful quotations. Four of them have Bible verses which tell a story of sorrow, God's mercy on Israel cast off and rejected, a cry to God in distress and answered prayer and deliverance, and finally a hope that the people would rise up like a lion. These verses are, "For these things I weep, my eye, yea, my eye, sheds tears." Lamentations 1 verse 16. "And when I passed by thee, as I saw thee wallowing in thy blood, I said unto thee, in thy blood you shall live, and I said unto thee, in thy blood ye shall live." Ezekiel 16 verse 6. "Out of my distress I called upon the Lord. The Lord answered me and set me free." Psalm 118, verse 5. "Behold, the people rise up like a young lion. They rouse themselves like a lion." Numbers 23, verse 24. One of the quotes, which is not a Bible verse, caught my eye. It said, "Are you with Israel?" Under the quotation, etched into the pillar, was Rami Shira Swaisa, 6, October the 7th, 2023. When I looked this up, I found out that on October the 7th, a couple with two children, ages 6 and 3, attempted to get out of Sderot because of the missiles. Terrorists murdered the parents in front of the children, who ended up stranded across from the Sderot police station in the back seat of the vehicle. They were later rescued under fire. When the rescuer approached them, 6-year-old Romy asked him, "Are you with Israel?" The story can be found online. "Are you with Israel?" In the days after October the 7th, as anti-Semitism has surged across the world, these words present a challenge. Israel has been portrayed in a very negative and deceptive way in the mainstream media and, of course, across social media. There have been claims of mass starvation and genocide in Gaza, neither of which were even close to being true. Pictures of starving children in Gaza have been shown to be either children with other severe medical issues or children from other places. Claims of genocide or attempted genocide don't make any sense. Why would Hamas terrorists hide behind civilians if there was a genocide happening? If civilians were being targeted, why would Hamas not allow them into the hundreds of kilometers of tunnels beneath the Gaza Strip? In a leaked memo, Canada's national broadcaster, the CBC, instructed its journalists on October the 7th, "Do not refer to militants, soldiers, or anyone else as terrorists. The notion of terrorism remains heavily politicized and is part of the story. Even when quoting, clipping a government or a source referring to fighters as terrorists, we should add context to ensure the audience understands that this is opinion, not fact." Also, after the October the 7th massacre, the BBC in the UK was condemned for failing to call Hamas terrorists. On a sign at the Stayrock Memorial, it summarizes the events of October the 7th. The terrorists initiated a massacre during which approximately 1,200 men, women, and children were brutally killed, the heaviest loss of life in one day the Jewish people have experienced since the founding of the State of Israel. Additionally, 251 hostages were taken captive, and thousands more were injured. Why, after the horrific events of October the 7th, which are in fact so depraved we would not want to discuss it, would major national broadcasters in the civilized world instruct their journalists to not call terrorists terrorists? Despite all this, war is messy and civilians have been killed and a lot of damage has been done, which creates a moral dilemma. Rather than attempting the impossibility of analyzing every action of the Israel Defense Forces, it is best to take a step back and notice how the enemies of Israel justify the terrorism, war, and violent protest. The idea is that resistance is justified when people are occupied. Even some would justify the actions of Hamas on October the 7th. This, in fact, answers the question above, why the media will not call terrorists terrorists. It is because they believe that justice belongs to the occupied Palestinian people. It is easy to show that historically this is in fact not true. It is easy to show that the Jewish people are indigenous to the land of Israel. But let's remember one important fact. It was the hand of the Almighty that brought the Jewish people back to their land from the four corners of the world. This was recognized by Bible believers as they saw the humanly speaking improbability of prophecy unfolding before their eyes, so that in the end, God judges the nations for how they have treated his people Israel. "For behold, in those days and at that time, when I bring back the captives of Judah and Jerusalem, I will also gather all nations and bring them down to the valley of Jehoshaphat, and I will enter into judgment with them there on account of my people, my heritage Israel, whom they have scattered among the nations. They have also divided up my land." Joel 3 verses 1 and 2 in the New King James Version. Currently in St. John's, Newfoundland, I came across an old hand-painted preaching sign, probably from over 50 years ago, which recognizes the miracle of Israel. What a miracle it is, and even a greater miracle than when this sign was made. But how many today recognize that miracle or have quietly set it aside as an inconvenient truth? Are you with Israel? One fact matters. The Almighty brought back his people from the four corners of the world, speaking over 80 different languages and from over 100 different countries to make a nation in the land of Israel. Ezekiel 38 describes the land of those brought back from the sword and gathered from many people on the mountains of Israel, which had long been desolate. They were brought out of the nations, and now all of them dwell safely. This is the miracle of Israel, a witness to the hand of the Almighty working to bring about his purpose. "He shall cause them that come of Jacob to take root. Israel shall blossom and bud and fill the face of the world with fruit." Isaiah 27 verse 6. The restored nation of Israel, cleansed, redeemed, and made righteous under the direction of the Messiah and his saints, will fill the face of the earth with God's glory. May that day come soon. Until that day comes, speak and display the miracle of Israel. You have given a banner to those who fear you, that it may be displayed because of the truth. Psalm 60, verse 4. This has been David Billington with you for Bible in the News at www.bibleinthenews.com. Thanks for listening.